this episode of American Chopper. The action heats up at OCC.
Arnold!
As Paul Jr. ignites his imagination and creates a custom chopper to pay homage to the American worker. But sparks fly.
Now you gotta put everything back together.
And emotions explode.
Go downstairs right now.
When Paul Sr. lays down the law.
You don't need to delegate. I delegate.
And threatens to pull the plug on his son's latest project.
I am done.
The strain. The stress. The style.
Feels real nice.
On this episode of American Chopper.
That's it, you're done. Bye. See ya. No more, no more, no more. Today we came down to the Miller plant over here in Wisconsin, and the basic reason we're here is to get some ideas for the bike that we're going to be building for this company. It's the 75th anniversary of this company, and they wanted to really do something special to commemorate it. And they thought, you know, having a custom chopper would be a great way to do that.
Come and buy some more fab cells. Whole nother team here.
You know, as we got going on this project with Paul Sr. and Paul Jr., we wanted to get a sense for what's going on here at Miller. The parts we use, how we made them, and the equipment we made them on. They wanted to see welding. They wanted to see the guts and how these welders actually went together.
This welder, we call it the slider cell, makes our big frames for the big engine drives.
Right.
Look at this thing, Paul. It's big enough to make a bike frame in one step.
Anytime you're going to build a bike for a company like this, it's always nice to come through the plant and see what they make and see how you can incorporate that into the bike. So I think I got some good ideas for how to integrate certain things into the bike to really make it look like a Miller Electric bike. Today, me and Vin are going to start on the Miller Electric bike.
All right, Vin.
What do you got?
I
got
to figure out what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to try and take this helmet and do it out of sheet metal, like at least the face of it. You know, the welding mask is a real signature part of this company, so I decided the best way to use it is to make it the central feature on the tank. I'm going to try and make it so that the helmet looks like it's coming out of the gas tank. So I'm going to mess with this and try and get all my measurements. Hopefully I can trace these shapes, roll this, get it to look as much like this helmet as I can, and make it look like it's coming out of the tank. You know what I mean?
Right, yep.
Basically, the first step was to make the template for the sheet metal. I feel bad destroying it.
I know.
Believe it or not, these welding masks are made with such a lightweight material that they were easy to cut through with just a pair of scissors. Once I got the portion of the mask I wanted to do in relief on the tank, I started cutting each section out separately. I then traced a pattern for each of those onto the sheet metal and then cut it out. Hey, Vin, come here for a sec.
Your life is miserable right now, isn't it?
It's getting there.
It's getting there. That's a good piece.
What I'm going to do now is I think cut this piece and then do my square off that because it comes up, kind of levels, and then up again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I decided to try a little test. For the past few weeks, I kind of let Paulie and Vinny do whatever they wanted in the upper shop. You know, as far as cleaning up and keeping things organized. And you know what? The place looked like a freaking bomb went off in it. There's bikes, boxes, tools, and whatnot thrown all over the place. Let me tell you, the test is over, and they failed miserably. This is like a f***ing mess.
What are you looking for, Dad?
I'm looking for one mission.
So now I got no choice but to lay down the law. And unfortunately, Vinny's going to be the one that's going to suffer.
Vinny, come over here.
Because no matter what I do with Paulie,
freak out.
It never sinks in. So I'm going to put Vinny in charge of keeping the shop clean.
Straighten it out. And listen, you're responsible for it. I cannot keep going to a bunch of different people, you know what I mean? Because I spend...
Which is hard to do.
I understand it, but you know what? I cannot have it like this. Okay. I'm a freak when it comes to this stuff, and it's not going to change. The only way that's going to change is by keeping it the way I want it. So I don't care how you get it there, but get it there. You understand what I'm saying? If the shop's messy, I'm going to come to you. Okay. All right? So get it straightened out. It drives me crazy. There's just all up and down all over the place. You know what I'm saying? All right?
Yep.
Let's just get it taken care of.
Vin! You're fired. You know, I don't think it's fair that my dad singled out Vinny as the one who has to keep the shop clean. I mean, first of all, his wife's going to have a baby any day now. And lately, Vinny's been pushing really hard just so we can get ahead. That way, when the baby does come, I won't have to be stuck doing the work for myself. And secondly, Vinny was hired to build bikes, not to be a janitor.
You know, I understand Paul Sr. wants his shop to be neat and orderly. But sometimes, between working on these bikes and dealing with everything I have to do to get ready for my baby, there's just not enough time in the day to take care of my own stuff, let alone clean up after everybody else. Something's got to give.
This is my life now. Take out the garbage. I've been demoted to Mikey's job.
Hey! Now that I got the basic fabrication done on the tank, Vin and I are going to start mocking up the bike. I still don't have an exact picture of the details of what I'm going to do, but to be honest, sometimes I like working that way. Looks pretty good to me. I like the mask on there. I think it looks cool. I find that sometimes when the bike starts to come together, I start to get more ideas.
You can even mount one in here somewhere like that.
I mean, stuff that I wouldn't have thought of from the start.
It runs with the frame perfect, don't it?
It really does, and we'll figure out a really neat way to mount it, and we'll run it in there nice, clean, like that. And it'll look great. And it says Miller right on it, which is nice, you know, it'll really work.
Yep. What are you doing?
I'm gonna pull that rear tire off over there. So let's get it in roller today.
All right. Come on, Code. Spin that thing around. You know, for the last three of Paulie's theme bikes, I've gotten more and more involved as far as the fabrication and even some of the design ideas. So it's kind of important for me, for this one, to help him get as much done as soon as possible. Because you know, with the baby coming and all, I can get a call and have to drop what I'm doing and leave at any minute.
All right, let's pull. All right, Vin, here's the game plan. Between the two of us, put a motor trans, put a belt on there, belt drive, set it all up so the rear tire's in place. Gotcha. Then I'll go and do the handlebars, you do the rear fender.
Sounds good.
Mocker.
Beautiful. Man, look at that, fit right in.
Sure did. Last night I came up with an idea about how I could create a special feature with this bike. It's not actually going to be on the bike itself, but what I want to do is make a tow-behind welder that'll hitch up to the rear fender.
Let's see if this helps.
I'm just trying to figure out a real cool way to do a hitch permanently mounted to here, like a bar, like pipe coming off like this, and then have your hitch plate with your ball, and then we can make it this height, and when we get the trailer set up and the wheels, we could always jog it down if we have to or something, you know what I mean? Like to get it sit level.
I think it should be tied into the rear fender too.
Yeah.
If you came off
here,
you gotta
tie it into the
kind of jog down into a point and had our ball sitting there, and you could actually have your round bar tie off too for support.
Tie right in.
And I think it would look
good.
This
thing's gonna be ridiculous. I'm kind of excited about this project. Because, you know, for the last 35 years, these tools and whatnot have been a pretty big part of my life.
And I think we're gonna do the whole bike like that, red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
You know how crazy that'll look?
In a way, you can say that they made me what I am today. And I think that it's great that OCC is getting an opportunity to pay tribute to that.
We'll do the rear fender just enough to come up and hold the seat, and then we'll have a big blank space like we did with Vinny's, and then I'll do like a shield.
That's the hottest fender.
I'll do like an American-looking shield like this, and you know on the Widow I went this way? Well, I'll go this way. Almost like a Superman-looking shield.
Yeah.
What do you do for a front fender, just a...
I don't know yet. I don't know. We'll do something. I'm going to do some more. I'm going to do some more chrome pieces.
You know, it'll probably look good. Do the front fender like you do the rear fender in two pieces.
Probably could with round bar. Yeah, it would look good.
Yeah. If you made the skeleton like got a round bar and attached it, it would look hot.
Cut it cool looking like.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Actually, on the chrome, too, I think that's going to stand out.
This bike is going to be ridiculous. We're not, you know what? Tell me you can't have the bike. We'll build a bike if you can't have it. All right.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Right?
Let's work on the fender.
All right.
You know, ever since the Black Widow bike that we built, round bars kind of become a signature feature on our theme bikes. And on this bike, I decided to incorporate it into the rear fender and to fabricate a bumper that would hold a ball hitch. First bar's done. Easy part's over. One, two, three. So I've got a little fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole!
That's a nice look. Better than even if it was just straight.
Real
down.
Streamlined, too, you know, like for a hitch.
Yep.
Couldn't ask for better.
You know, I might be in the shop today, but my mind's not really on my work. I'm definitely a little distracted because today could be the day that I get the call from my wife that she's having a baby. And when something like that's going on, it's really hard to concentrate and stay focused. Melissa thinks today's the day.
Really?
She can feel it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a papa today.
You might not be one until tomorrow. We made some progress today. It's starting to look like something, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Good enough.
All right, Vince. I'm going to finish on the bumper. What are you going to do? You're going to remove that fender and cut it?
Yeah. The idea Paulie had for this fender was to make it into two sections that will be separated, but tied together with round bar. He wants each panel to resemble a shield that floats over the tire. So basically, we're going to cut out two shield patterns from the existing fender.
Ben, I got the hitch.
Check that baby out.
It's a good size ball. That's the smallest one they had. And I'll just make
the
plate.
It'd be a little overkill. What the hell?
I'll just make the plate mount here. We'll do something like that comes like, you know, kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is make the plate for it. What are you going to do, cut that fender now?
Yeah. This one came out good. I think I got to reshape this one a little bit.
You know what? Let's bolt them on there and see what the heck they look like.
If we want to reshape them, we can do it.
Exactly.
You know, our idea for the panels of the fender is that they wouldn't be identical. But they would be similar in shape, so they complement each other. You think that's big enough? You want me to try and swap them? What'd I do with the seat? Let me chuck that thing on there.
When I got the fender mounted, I basically liked the general effect of the two sections. But the rear panel was kind of problematic. It was so small that, in a weird way, it didn't even feel like a fender.
Want to leave that one in the front? Want me to do one like that in the back?
Yeah, we could do that.
I got a big piece of fender. I'll slap that thing right over the top of the other fender, trace it out, you know what I mean? Then I'll put it on and mark my holes. Let me do that. If we don't like it, we'll take it back off.
I think that you should make one identical to that.
Right.
And mount and face it the other way.
No doubt. You know, with design problems like this, you can't really sort of predict on paper. You really have to wait until you have the piece on the bike to see how it works. And if that doesn't work, you have to be willing to change your design and do it all over again.
While Vinny cut a new fender section, I got to work on the trailer hitch mount. Good?
I like it.
Deece?
How often do you see that? Like a custom chopper, right? Sweet.
Yeah, that's much better.
What are you gonna do with them bars? You gonna break them out?
I don't know, I'm gonna look at it. I'm just gonna stare at it all day. Get nothing done at all. Mocking up the handlebars, I ran into a little problem. The handlebar grommets weren't sitting in the trees right. Vin, you sure they don't have any of these downstairs for these?
What
these
are
things
they?
Barely fit in here.
Those grommets, they're pieces of crap, aren't they? Not unless they came in today. They didn't.
At that point, we decided to borrow the ones from the bike that my father built for his girlfriend, Lucy. Do me a favor. Take them handlebars off there, even if you gotta let them hang down.
Robbing from Peter to pay Paul, nothing like it.
It wouldn't have been our first choice, but at that point, we really didn't have any other options.
Better watch my back. I'll get killed for this. Paul, give me a hand.
I'm coming, Vin. I'm running as fast as I possibly can.
Before your father comes in and
kills me.
I'm gonna get killed for this. I'm gonna blame it right on you.
I know, I'm gonna say, yep, I did it. And then I'm gonna say, I'm just kidding, Vin did it. I don't wanna put too much.
Let me stick the bolts back through there.
I need a rag to go right here. I actually don't even need that, but just for a safety precaution. The old ears broke off it. Old ears are broken off it, Vin. It looks like a real sad puppy now, doesn't it?
I didn't see nothing, did you? That'll be good, man.
How's it hitting the tank?
What did you do? What the hell?
That's terrible, isn't it?
What do you want to do?
Cry? Like I said, though, what I could do, and it might even be pretty cool looking, is I can break them out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you think it would look cool, why not?
Well, it would add a little look to the bars, too.
So they're just not classic straight bars.
All right, well, I'll cut them and miter them in the morning. Let's get out of here. It's been a long day.
Let's go.
Today on my way to work, I got a call from Vinny. He said he wouldn't be coming in this morning because his wife Melissa went into labor. So I'm going to be on my own today. But that's okay, because I really need to focus on getting the bars right. The way they are now, they're hitting the tank. So I'm going to need to angle them out and kind of jog them back so there won't be any clearance problems.
And put the handlebars on before you do anything.
That was the agreement?
Yeah, that's what I told you the other day.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was pissed off that you guys took the handlebars off of there.
All right.
Okay, so then do it. No, because it really aggravates me.
Okay, it's done. I'm not going to leave them like
that. I understand it. It's the principle of the thing, though. You know what I mean? If it was your bike and you wanted to go for a ride and somebody took the handlebars off, you'd be mad.
I didn't think you'd want to ride it.
It doesn't make any difference. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's not yours to do that.
But you got to understand something.
No, you have to understand.
Wait,
it's not yours.
How often?
It's not yours to do that with. That. You know what? Don't tell me I have to understand. It's not yours.
When you need parts
you
for building a bike.
You don't violate people's stuff. You just don't do that. You don't do it. It's not yours. Go to Ted's, send somebody down to Ted's and get a pair.
It was a matter of using it for 30 seconds.
But you disassemble the bike. The bike's sitting there without no handlebars on it. It would have been easier to send. You know what? I need stuff.
Ted's had them. I thought I had to order them from
Pierce. I understand it. But you
know
what? If you need it, send them down there, and in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you'd have them. You don't. Now you got to put everything back together.
Why would I?
You know, it really gripes my ass. Paulie acts like he can do whatever he wants to do at any given time in his shop upstairs.
It was just a matter of sacrifice for the cause. You know how it is.
Yeah. But that's just not the case, you know? And when he took those handlebars off the bike, in my opinion, he crossed the line. If you would have asked me I had those things, I would have gave them to you.
How did I know to ask you? Christian and Nick are ones who handle these parts, and they said they didn't have them. I looked all over. I couldn't find them. It doesn't matter. Give me a hand putting them on, and it'll be over with.
No, I'm not giving you a hand putting them on. I got stuff to do.
Come on, give me a hand real quick. Someone's got to hold their 4 feet in the air.
Wait until Vinny
comes. Let me just get him started. Vinny's not going to be here today. He's giving birth.
Fire him. Fire him, then.
You know, sometimes with my father, the littlest thing is going to set him off. And when he gets like that, it's sort of like a wildfire, you know, feeding on itself. I've learned over the years that when he gets like that, you let him just keep going until he burns himself out.
Next time, get your own parts.
What's up, Paulie?
Where's the kid?
Hey, no kid yet.
Was it just a false?
No, she's having contractions all day. Or all night she had them. And she had a doctor's appointment. She wasn't driving there, so.
You're getting punched in the face for not being at work today.
Sorry, buddy. What the hell did you do here?
You performed your own C-section, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you think, man?
I like it.
Pretty sweet, right?
And now they miss nice, right?
Yeah.
You know, today, me and my wife, basically, we had a bit of a false alarm.
Yeah, so there's nothing for me to do home, so I said I might as well come in and help you out.
All right, Ben, it's about frickin' time.
We thought the baby was coming, and I'm really, really ready. But I guess I got some more waiting to do.
I like these. You want to know what I want you to do? Finish that rear fender section locked down, ready to go. Ready for disassembly and weld. You know, it's really great to have Vinny back. I mean, I've gotten a lot done on the handlebars, but we still got a lot to do on this bike. And to be honest, I really wasn't looking forward to the idea of doing it all by myself. Because really, it's a lot easier and things go a lot faster when Vin's helping out. Tack them round bars on the front fender. They're ready to go.
You want me to do that?
Yeah.
All right. You know, waiting for this baby to arrive, it's got me a little stressed out, I think. So it's kind of a relief to be able to come into the shop for a little while and just work on the bike. You know, just kind of take my mind off of things.
Morning and realized I was basically going to be on my own again.
Ooh, pretty little tig torch.
Vinny's wife went into labor and he's at the hospital with her. And I hope for his sake it's not another false alarm because I know it's been really stressful for him.
Vinny didn't come in this morning, huh?
No.
Vinny's gonna get his ass reamed big time, boy.
Who?
Vinny is.
Why?
Because I've been telling him to keep the shop straightened out and it looks like I'm telling you right now, he's gonna get a size dozen in his ass and I'm not playing no more. I don't know what I need to do to be, you know, more clear than I am.
It gets messed up so fast.
No, but you know what? I don't care. It's not my problem. It's his problem.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Word of advice, if he comes in, you tell him to get this place spotted.
Yeah, he ain't coming in.
Okay, well, when he comes in, don't let me come in here and see it like this.
What's up, Vin?
What's up, Paulie? I'm a papa.
How'd everything go?
Everything went great. She's beautiful.
Yeah, what'd you name her?
It's Vanessa.
Nice. So, are you coming into work today?
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'll be right there.
All right, buddy. Congratulations again, huh?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And that was probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen. That was awesome. She did good. It was totally amazing.
Cool. Tell her I said hello.
I will. Thank you, sir.
For the front fender on this bike, I'm basically going to emulate what we did on the rear fender. I'm creating two shield-shaped sections that are be held together by round bar. It's going to create a real nice balance on the bike. As soon as I got off work, me and Whitney went over to the hospital to see Vinny and little Vanessa.
Hey. What's up?
My nurse.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Vinny, this is the first time Vinny's ever helped you.
Really, Vinny? Let me tell you, that baby couldn't have been any cuter. She was the sweetest little thing.
Those are long fingers.
Aren't they long fingers?
She's going to be a basketball player.
Wow. What does she weigh?
8.5 pounds.
8.5 pounds.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been more happy or more tired in my life.
She's passed out. She's like, I'm sleeping. You guys do whatever you want.
I know this happens to millions of people every day, you know, having a baby. But you never realize what a miracle it is until it happens to you. And just to hold my little daughter and look into her little eyes was just the most amazing thing I've ever done.
You getting restless?
All right, here.
A cigarette.
Yeah, before you go.
All right, great.
There's a cigar. I think I'm going to come outside and join you for one.
All right, great.
Go out there and toke up.
Sounds
and
good.
And I'll give this to Mama. There's her mom. We got to cover her back up.
See you later. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Roscoe Pico train.
That's a good pick.
That thing tastes like dog.
It looks all right. Like it.
I better go in. These things are nasty anyway.
All right, I'm going. Oh.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Good job. Buddy.
I tried.
Say to Melissa.
Yeah, she did a good job. Hey, see you later.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Hot, huh? Very nice. The only thing I'm thinking, you know, we got to start getting away from this round bar
the
stuff.
The only time
you know?
We ever really did it on, well, other than the Black Widow.
You know what I'm talking
Trim
about.
Spawn. No, it's our style.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to break it once in a while. You know what I mean? Every
that broke bike, it right there. Wait
it
till
didn't
that's
break nothing.
Broke.
It's still got that same kind of, it's the same kind of fabrication. You know what I mean? Mm. Got the same look.
You know, Paul, he's made pretty good progress on his bike, even without Vinny helping him out. But I gotta be honest with you. I think that he might be resting on his laurels a little too much. I mean, design-wise, I think he's repeating himself.
I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. I think it looks excellent. It just, I think it's time to change it up a little bit, you know? I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I like working with the round bar.
I know.
You can do a lot with it. No one does anything with round bar except for us.
I know. It's time for us to change it a little bit too, no?
You know, we got to where we are today by pushing the envelope as far as fabrication goes. And I really don't want Paulie to forget that.
Now listen, Monday morning, when you come in here, mm-hmm. nobody goes to work. You hear me?
No, this place is the worst I've ever seen.
I'm telling you right now, Monday morning we're having a serious, serious conversation. And I'm, you know what? It's beyond the point of making threats. That's not going to happen no more. We're going to have a meeting here, me, you, and Vinny, and that's it. So just remember, when I come in Monday, there's no work going on until we discuss what we have to discuss, okay? Because I'm serious.
First of all, you got to get all these bikes out of here. This thing sat here forever. All the stuff hurts all over the table. It's like,
yeah, but who's in charge of the shop up here? Not me.
Okay, but meanwhile, right now I'm a one-man band, so
listen, this didn't get like this in one day, neither. This has been going on for forever. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't listen to that no more. That's why I say Monday is serious business.
Listen.
Monday's serious
business. I'll delegate.
Because
I am not.
No. You don't need to delegate. I delegate, okay? And if people don't want to go or do what I ask them to do, then they're gone. Simple as that. There's no more pussyfooting around. There's going to be an ultimatum made, and if it doesn't get done the way I want it done, then it's history. It's a done deal. And I'm telling you right now, I'm done around. I am done. There ain't a place in here where you can't trip over something.
You know what? Where do we put all this stuff?
Well, the thing of it is that, listen.
There's not enough room up here for everything.
You know what, though? If this place was organized and you didn't have all this crap all over the place and somebody really gave a damn, you got area. You got enough area. But again, Monday that'll all be dressed and it'll all be taken care of.
You know what? We'll get me, Vin, Paulie, and we'll get this place straightened in a half a day.
Listen, you're not understanding what I'm saying. When I get pissed off, everybody cleans the shop up, and then 2 days later, it looks like this. It's not happening no more. You're not going to hear me complain anymore. The only time you'll hear me complain is when I say, you know what? You get your stuff and get the hell out of here, because when I'm done telling everybody what the deal is, that's going to be the ultimate thing that I'm going to say. That's it. You're done. Bye. See ya. No more. No more. No more. No more.
Gone. Get out of here.
Might take a little doing.
You know, I think my old man was just looking for a fight this morning. First, he starts in by questioning Paulie's design choices. When that didn't work, he went to the old standby. He pitched a fit about how messy the shop is.
I need you to eyeball her. What a way to start the day. Hearing my father complain about how messy the shop is and ragging on my fabrication and designs.
Yeah, take a peek, man. You gotta look at three different angles, right here up top and the front.
But you know, I don't think he knows exactly what I'm trying to achieve with this project or what it's gonna look like when I'm done. And I really don't have a problem incorporating techniques that have worked in the past as long as they work into the theme of the bike. They also have to be innovative in other areas. I mean, for example, I'm doing something totally different with the exhaust pipes on this bike. I'm actually wrapping them around the oil tank, through the frame, and out the other side of the bike. That's something I've never done before, and I think it's just going to be awesome when I'm finished.
That looks good. I think, definitely looks good.
Let's get this place where when he comes in, he only is like at half flip out.
Half flip out?
Yeah.
You barking orders at me?
I'm barking, Vin. You know, it's pretty much a done deal. My father's going to come in this morning and freak out about the shop. And I know there's really nothing we can do about it.
Another coffee.
I just want to calm the flip out this morning.
He's here.
I know he is. But me, Vin, and Mikey figured we'd give it our best shot at cleaning up because maybe he'll surprise us.
Very good. Good for you.
Yeah, you don't want your father at full tilt when he comes in,
Oh, he's
right?
going to be at full tilt no matter what. As a matter of fact, he'll be at full tilt if this place is perfect. If it's not perfect, you don't even want to know.
Hey, I want to talk to everybody for a couple minutes here. What's up, Vin? Congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess we're already getting this place straightened out. But, you know, like I had said before that I want the place cleaned all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening. You have the responsibility to clean the shop. If the shop's not clean, I'm coming to you and there's going to be a consequence. I'm going to send you home and you're going to get a day off the first time, second time another day off, and then it's going to continue there because it's your responsibility. But, you know, if anybody gives a damn, including your buddy over there, because he's the guy that really makes the biggest mess here, if he has any respect for you, then he'll help you because talking to him does not work. It doesn't work. It's pretty evident. So if it comes down to it, I say, Vinny, take the day off. And nobody's cooperating with you, then you have to take that up with those guys because I'm not doing it no more. Listen, get the bikes out of here. Get the trim swap bike out of here today. Wait a second.
Okay.
Wait a second. I want it out of here. Okay.
But I said not to do that over there, and it got done like
that. There
was
no place to do it.
Bring it downstairs.
No. Go downstairs right now. They got half the amount of space you do upstairs, and they got 50 bikes in there, and it doesn't look like they got one bike in there because they're organized.
So what was the problem?
You guys got all over the
problem with bringing that down there?
You got a toolbox here. You need that toolbox there? What's it doing for you? It's got
tape. I don't want it.
What?
I don't even want it here.
It's
then get rid of it.
It's supposed to be in the truck.
You make it sound like...
It's going downstairs, okay?
First time we ever had storage, and all of a sudden, this is supposed to go somewhere. Wait a minute. Let's address this, because you made a comment.
Okay.
Where did you want us to put this thing?
You know what? I would have put it... Yeah, I would have put it...
There's no room in a tractor trailer.
I would have found a spot.
Listen, we have storage now. That's fine. That had nowhere to go.
Okay.
Nowhere.
Okay.
So you asked me why it's there. That's why it's there. Okay. Don't make it like it could have went somewhere else.
Listen, all right. I don't want to argue no more.
Listen,
All these shelves need to be straightened out. I don't want to see these shelves looking like this. I don't want to look at that shit up there, whatever the hell it is. I don't want to look at it no more. I don't want to look at none of this. When I see stuff, it better be organized, because I don't want to see this stuff no more. I don't want to see it. I want everything. I want it to look like you went into George's Auto Parts or something, and the way he's got his bin set up. That's the way this should be. Period. That's all. That's it. The second thing I need to know is where are you at with this bike?
I told you know the deal, midweek. It's be a pain. So,
okay.
So, I mean, that's if we're not cleaning up for 2 days, but it'll be done.
Too bad, so sad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. So, again, this will be done by Wednesday, Thursday?
Probably.
Okay, good. Let's go to work.
I'm sure this isn't the welcoming that Vinny expected to come back to when he got into work this morning. It's actually ironic. Vinny's become like a member of the family around here. And while that's a good thing, it does have its disadvantages. Because I think that's the reason my dad's getting on his case and is so quick to go off on him. You know, he's pretty much been treating Vinny like he does me or Paulie.
We pretty much spent most of the morning cleaning up. Then we finally got to work on the last piece we needed to fabricate, which is the trailer for the tow behind welder. This is the first time I've ever made something like this for a chopper, but I really think that it's going to be a standout feature.
I noticed the trailer probably looks like an easy feature to fabricate, but it's really not. Basically, we're building something that not only has to look good, but it's got to be functional. It's got to be stable enough so that it's safe if you're towing it behind a bike riding down the highway at 60 miles an hour.
13 feet 4 inches.
We need a special permit to drive this on the road.
Probably do. You know, what I really love about building theme bikes is that every project has its entirely new set of challenges.
Somewhere right around there?
Somewhere around there, man. But each one also offers an opportunity to try new things. And that's definitely true with this project.
It looks good.
Between the fenders, exhaust pipe, and trailer, this is going to be different than anything we've ever done before.
Next time on American Chopper.
Yeah, for you, huh?
It's a heavy metal meltdown.
Don't even f***ing get me going, all right?
When Paul Sr. cleans house.
You got bottles on the floor over there. You got cans on the floor over there.
And turns up the heat on the OCC crew.
You know what it is? I got pressure. I don't really care. You know what? Take the day off, then.
The pressure's on, and time's running out.
Oh, groovy.
As Paul Jr. and Vinny mount a full-court press to complete their latest motorcycle marvel.
Wow, that's nice.
The design.
Get the hell out of here.
The dispute.
I'm beating the snot out of him.
The defiance. Next time on American Chopper.